Kumu Kahua is a theater company that never hesitates to challenge its audience, forcing it to deal head-on with the kind of issues that make many of us uncomfortable. That practice continues with two one-act plays about the lives of non-heterosexual Pacific Islanders whose titles we can't say on the air. If that's not enough to pique your interest, Donna Blanchard, Kumu Kahua Managing Director and director of one of the plays, is with us to tell us more. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
This is all about provocation, in a sense, right, in presenting these plays.
Well, they certainly are provoking. It's not our purpose to provoke. Really, we're sharing experiences you may not be familiar with. And for those who are heterosexual, these shows may be eye-opening for those people who are non-heterosexual. Mm-hmm. They may help you feel a sense of kinship, and you can nod your head and say, oh, yeah, that happened to me, too.
Well, you know, I use the word provocation as an element of contemporary theater, which it very much is.
Yeah. Yes, these pieces, our goal at Kumu Kahua is always to inspire conversations, and it's about what happens after the curtain goes down and you leave the theater and how your life is changed as a result of the theater that you witnessed. That's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. And these shows will inspire some amazing conversations, I promise you.
Your play is about a woman who's gay. What's her ancestry?
She is Filipina and Samoan, raised in Waianae, and she is non-heterosexual and mm-hmm. recognizing that even in that subculture of the non-heterosexual world, she isn't sure which box she belongs in. There's a lot of different boxes for her to choose from. Mm-hmm. She is also raised Jehovah's Witness, and that religion has some very strong feelings about anyone who is non-heterosexual. It's just straight up wrong. So there are boxes that she has to fall out of, and then within her own non-heterosexual community, she needs to find the place where she belongs. And eventually she realizes that she just has to be comfortable with herself, and everything else falls into place.
Our society in general is the kind of situation where you fall out of one box and you think you're free, and then there's another box waiting for you.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't even realize it, and we're attracted to it. It's the same way the human mind wants to find faces in abstract art. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to find that order. We have to put each other in. We have to define each other. And none of us really can be defined from any moment to another.
Yeah. Well, it's the human mind's need to simplify in order to understand, and inevitably when you simplify, something gets lost, right?
Right. Absolutely. And we feel a sense of security when we can simplify, but we also lose so much when we do that. And you know, life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. It's just not safe there.
Yeah.
And that's when the amazing things happen. And my hope is that this show, we've gone a long way in the direction of this show to make sure that you're going to sit down in the theater and you are immediately going to recognize that you're not sure what is going to happen, and you won't feel, there certainly is safety and security in the theater, mm-hmm. but we have a live DJ in the show underscoring the entire production. That alone sets you up. Are you in a nightclub? Are you in a theater? What's mm-hmm. about to happen? It's all set up to get you out of your comfort zone.
And is this an audio soundtrack that in its way comments on what you're seeing on the stage?
It's more like, in some ways, yeah, and also like a film, the music helps you to understand. It helps you to, I don't want to say know what to feel, but to understand what our heroine is feeling.
Accentuating moods and yeah. things of that nature.
Yeah.
Well, you know, any theater piece aims for a kind of universality. And any of us has reached that point of having somebody say, oh, I get it. I know now who you are, right? Mm-hmm. I've now found the box into which I'm going to put you.
Yeah.
And when that's said to you, there's always this little voice in you that says, you know, wait a minute, there's more to me than that.
Yeah. My hope is that people will see this show and recognize that they're actually in the same box as Mele, that we are more alike than we are different. Whether I'm a Midwest farmer's daughter raised as a fundamentalist Christian, and I have so much in common with Mele. And you, Chris, have so much in common with her that hopefully you'll be able to recognize my theory is that if we can just understand each other and recognize the ways in which we resonate with each other, then I think that's the path to world peace.
Well, we probably won't be achieved, you know, strictly by seeing the show. But yeah, it forces us to address the attitudes in us that are part of the reason we don't have world peace, right?
Yeah, definitely. I would be remiss if I didn't say that these shows are intended for mature audiences. Mm-hmm. They may not be suitable for more sensitive viewers. However, if you come in with an open mind, you can allow the full effect of the shows to take place, and I guarantee you're going to, at least for my piece of the 1X, you're going to come out feeling like you know these people a little bit better.
What's Mele's journey? I mean, obviously there's got to be an arc to any show. Where is she at the beginning?
She is grappling just with her friends with the idea of, she doesn't understand which box she belongs in, so she can't define it for anyone else. Mm-hmm. And she is afraid to define it because her family, her community, is her church. Mm-hmm. And as a Jehovah's Witness, if she does come out, she is supposed to be dead to them. If you are excommunicated, you cease to exist. Mm-hmm. So her greatest conflict is losing her grandmother in her life. And she's concerned that her grandmother is going to die of the shock of it, which may sound a little hyperbolic. I don't know what word I'm searching for.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay. So it may sound a little crazy to us, but the feeling is very real for her that this is going to change her life forever. And she has to get to the point where she can face her grandma and say, this is who I am. And it is a really beautiful arc.
How old is she when she figures out who she is?
It's not actually stated in the script. We don't go there, but we've talked about this character and her evolution and have decided that she starts out quite young, 8 or 9, just recognizing
that she's...
Yeah, she doesn't look at boys and girls the same way her girlfriends do.
Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff.
It is very powerful. I feel really honored to have been a part of the process of putting the show together. I think that it's been a good period of growth for all of us involved. And our playwright, Kiki, this is her first play, and it's a really beautiful piece.
Terrific. Thanks a lot, Donna.
Thanks for having me.
Donna Blanchard is the managing director of Kumukohua Theater and the director of one of two one-act plays, comedies about being out. They open March 30th and run Thursdays through Sundays until April 30th at Kumukahua Theater in downtown Honolulu.